Welcome back to the channel, your destination for exploring the depths of philosophy and practical wisdom to enrich your life. Today, we embark on a journey through the annals of history to uncover timeless truths that resonate with the challenges of modern living. Join us as we delve into the profound teachings of Marcus Aurelius, the revered Roman emperor and Stoic philosopher, whose words continue to echo through the ages, offering guidance and solace to seekers of truth. As we navigate the complexities of daily existence, one obstacle often looms large: the tendency to be excessively kind, to prioritize the needs of others at the expense of our own well-being. But what if I told you that there's a fine line between kindness and self-neglect? What if, in the pursuit of being nice, we inadvertently sacrifice our own happiness and fulfillment? Today, we confront this paradox head-on, armed with the timeless wisdom of Marcus Aurelius and the Stoic philosophy he championed. So, if you've ever found yourself caught in the trap of excessive niceness, if you've ever felt drained by the constant demands of others, then this is the video for you. Together, we'll explore five Stoic strategies to help you break free from the shackles of overbearing kindness and reclaim control over your life. Get ready to embark on a transformative journey as we learn to strike the delicate balance between compassion and self-respect. Let's dive in and discover how to stop being so nice. The pitfalls of being too nice. Have you ever found yourself saying yes when you really wanted to say no? Or perhaps you've experienced the discomfort of being taken advantage of because of your accommodating nature? These are just a couple of examples of the pitfalls of being too nice, and they can have profound effects on our mental and emotional well-being. Being too nice often leads to a disregard for one's own needs and boundaries. While it's admirable to prioritize kindness and generosity towards others, Marcus Aurelius, the philosopher king, reminds us of the importance of balance. He believed in the virtues of duty and respect towards others, but he also emphasized the necessity of self-respect and inner fortitude. Stoicism, the philosophy he championed, teaches us that neglecting ourselves disrupts our ability to perform our roles effectively. When we constantly put the needs of others before our own, we risk sacrificing our own happiness and fulfillment. Our boundaries become blurred, and we find ourselves stretched thin, struggling to meet the expectations of those around us while neglecting our own well-being. This imbalance can lead to feelings of resentment, frustration, and even burnout. Moreover, being too nice can attract individuals who take advantage of our kindness, whether consciously or unconsciously. We may find ourselves in situations where our generosity is exploited, leaving us feeling drained and depleted. Marcus Aurelius would caution against such vulnerabilities, urging us to cultivate strength and resilience in the face of adversity. So, as we navigate the complexities of interpersonal relationships and societal expectations, it's crucial to recognize the pitfalls of being too nice. By acknowledging the importance of self-care and setting healthy boundaries, we can begin to restore balance in our lives and reclaim agency over our own happiness and well-being. Join us as we explore five Stoic strategies to help you break free from the shackles of overbearing kindness and forge a path towards a more fulfilling existence. Tip 1. Understand your worth. Marcus Aurelius, in his timeless wisdom, once wrote, "Waste no more time arguing what a good man should be. Be one." These words carry a profound message: the importance of recognizing our own worth and value. Yet, in a world that often measures worth by external achievements or the approval of others, it can be easy to lose sight of our inherent worthiness. Understanding your worth is not about arrogance or ego. It's about acknowledging your intrinsic dignity as a human being. You are worthy of respect, kindness, and love simply by virtue of your existence. Your needs, desires and aspirations are valid and deserving of consideration. Moreover, understanding your worth empowers you to set boundaries and prioritize your well-being. When you recognize your own value, you are less likely to tolerate mistreatment or neglect from others. You become the steward of your own happiness, refusing to settle for anything less than you deserve. So, as you embark on the journey of self-discovery and personal growth, remember the words of Marcus Aurelius: "Waste no more time, be one." Embrace your worthiness, honor your needs, and strive to embody the goodness that resides within you. By understanding your worth, you lay the foundation for a life filled with purpose, fulfillment, and genuine connection. Tip 2. Set firm boundaries. In the vast tapestry of human interaction, boundaries serve as the threads that weave together respect, autonomy, and self-preservation. Yet, in our eagerness to please others or avoid conflict, we often neglect to set clear and firm boundaries, allowing our personal space to be encroached upon and our well-being compromised. It's time to reclaim control over our boundaries and assert our right to self-respect. Stoic philosophy, as championed by Marcus Aurelius, emphasizes the importance of self-discipline and self-respect. Setting boundaries is an act of self-care, a declaration of our worthiness, and a recognition of our inherent dignity. It is not a sign of weakness or selfishness, but rather a fundamental aspect of healthy relationships and emotional well-being. To set firm boundaries, start by identifying your own needs, values, and limits. What behaviors or actions are acceptable to you, and which ones are not? Communicate your boundaries clearly and assertively, without apology or guilt. Remember, you are not obligated to justify or explain your boundaries to others. Your feelings and preferences are valid simply because they are yours. Tip 3. Practice assertiveness. Assertiveness is the art of expressing oneself honestly, respectfully, and confidently, without infringing upon the rights of others. It is a skill that lies at the intersection of self-assurance and empathy, allowing us to communicate our needs and boundaries effectively while maintaining mutual respect and understanding. In the words of Marcus Aurelius, "Waste no more time arguing what a good man should be. Be one." Let us embody this principle as we embrace the power of assertiveness. Stoic philosophy teaches us that true strength lies not in aggression or domination, but in the quiet confidence of knowing oneself and speaking one's truth with integrity. Assertiveness is not about imposing our will upon others or seeking validation. It is about honoring our own needs and values while respecting the autonomy of those around us. It is a manifestation of self-respect and self-advocacy, essential components of emotional well-being and personal growth. To practice assertiveness, start by cultivating self-awareness and self-confidence. Know your rights as an individual and recognize that your thoughts, feelings, and opinions are valid and deserving of consideration. Speak assertively but respectfully, using I statements to express your thoughts and feelings without blaming or accusing others. Practice active listening and empathy, acknowledging the perspectives of others while standing firm in your own convictions. Tip 4. Prioritize your duties. Life presents us with a myriad of responsibilities and obligations, each vying for our time, attention, and energy. Yet amidst the chaos of daily life, it is essential to discern what truly matters and prioritize our duties accordingly. Marcus Aurelius, the philosopher king, exemplified the art of wise decision-making and duty prioritization, offering timeless insights that resonate with the challenges of modern living. Let us heed his wisdom as we navigate the complexities of our own lives. To prioritize your duties, start by clarifying your values and long-term goals. What matters most to you? What do you aspire to achieve in your personal and professional life? Once you have identified your priorities, create a plan of action that reflects your values and allocates your time and resources accordingly. Be willing to say no to distractions or obligations that do not align with your priorities, and focus your attention on activities that contribute to your growth and well-being. By prioritizing your duties, you honor your commitments to yourself and others, and you create a life that is aligned with your values and aspirations. You cultivate a sense of purpose and direction, and you become more resilient in the face of adversity. So, let us heed the wisdom of Marcus Aurelius and prioritize our duties wisely, forging a path of meaning and fulfillment in our lives. Tip 5. Reflect daily. In the hustle and bustle of modern life, it's easy to get swept away by the demands of the day, leaving little time for introspection and self-reflection. Yet, the practice of daily reflection is a cornerstone of Stoic philosophy, offering us a sanctuary of stillness amidst the chaos, where we can cultivate self-awareness, gratitude, and inner peace. As Marcus Aurelius once wrote, "The soul becomes dyed with the color of its thoughts." Let us immerse ourselves in the transformative power of daily reflection. Reflection is a deliberate act of introspection, a sacred moment of pause where we can review our thoughts, feelings, and actions with honesty and clarity. It is a time to acknowledge our triumphs and shortcomings, celebrate our successes, and learn from our mistakes. Through reflection, we gain insight into ourselves and the world around us, deepening our understanding and enriching our lives. To incorporate daily reflection into your routine, set aside a dedicated time and space free from distractions. It could be early morning before the day begins, or in the quiet moments before bed. Arm yourself with a journal or notebook and allow your thoughts to flow freely onto the page. Reflect on the events of the day, the emotions you experienced, and the lessons you learned. Express gratitude for the blessings in your life and contemplate areas where you can grow and improve. Marcus Aurelius himself was a prolific journaler, capturing his innermost thoughts and reflections in his renowned work, Meditations. In the solitude of his study, he found solace and wisdom, grappling with the complexities of human existence and striving to live in accordance with his principles. Like Aurelius, we too can benefit from the practice of daily reflection, harnessing its transformative power to cultivate resilience, self-awareness, and inner peace. By making daily reflection a habit, you embark on a journey of self-discovery and personal growth. You develop a deeper understanding of yourself and the world around you, and you cultivate a sense of gratitude and contentment that transcends life's challenges. So, let us embrace the practice of daily reflection as a sacred ritual, a beacon of light guiding us on the path to wisdom and fulfillment. As we come to the close of our exploration into Stoic wisdom and the art of overcoming excessive kindness, we invite you to reflect on the insights shared and consider how they resonate with your own life. Remember, the journey to self-mastery is ongoing, and each day presents new opportunities for growth and transformation. We hope that the teachings of Marcus Aurelius and Stoicism have inspired you to embrace a balanced approach to kindness, one that honors your own well-being while fostering genuine connection and empathy with others. By understanding your worth, setting firm boundaries, practicing assertiveness, prioritizing your duties, and reflecting daily, you empower yourself to live authentically and cultivate meaningful relationships based on mutual respect and understanding. As you embark on this journey, we encourage you to stay connected with us and share your experiences in the comments below. Your insights and reflections enrich our community and inspire us to continue exploring the depths of philosophy and practical wisdom together. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and hit the bell icon to stay updated on our latest videos. And if you found this content valuable, consider sharing it with friends and family who may benefit from these teachings. Thank you for joining us today on Channel Name. Until next time, may you navigate life's challenges with wisdom, courage, and compassion. Remember, you have the power to shape your destiny and create a life of meaning and fulfillment. Keep striving to live wisely and live well.